Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good sunny afternoon from Maine anyway. This is the Best Ever You show, and I'm your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino. And Wendy, you and I talk a lot about the weather. How's the weather there in Minnesota, or are you in Texas? I wasn't sure where you were today.
No, I'm actually in Minnesota today. So it's beautiful outside since there's no snow on the ground, of course, but the sun's not out, but that'll happen this weekend. So, but yeah, it's great.
Well, so welcome, Wendy Pett. You are one of my best buddies, and I love my pals from Minnesota. And we're just going to sit and have a girl chat for like an hour about fitness and all of the wonderful things that you do to help people all around the country and the world to, you know, get in shape without the help of expensive gym memberships, which I am always struggling back and forth around everything. But anyway, we'll get back to that in just one second, but I want to direct people to your website so people can follow along. You can go to wendypett.com, and everything she's got there, from her DVDs to articles she's written to products and things like that, are all on her website. So feel free to visit her website. It's Wendy Pett. Let me spell that for you. It's WendiePett. And you can also visit Wendy on Best Ever You in our network and contact her directly there, too. So whatever you guys want to do. Anyway, hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm awesome. It's so fun to be here with you today. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I am kind of glad the snow finally melted in both locations so we can actually get outside and everything. But let's talk a little bit about, let's just go right into it. Let's talk about fitness for a little bit and talk about some of the things that you're doing on TV.
All right. Well, first of all, I think I should probably describe what I teach and the method to my madness, so to speak. I teach a program called Visibly Fit that I created over a decade ago, and it's all about using your body as your gym. So it's mind-muscle connection. And what do I mean by that? It means that you don't need any equipment. You don't need weights. You don't need bands. You don't need balls. You don't need any kind of gimmick or gizmo. You just use your body as your gym. So, for instance, if you were going to do a bicep curl, you would imagine that you have a weight in your hand, okay? Because mm-hmm. the mind is so powerful, you can actually create the weight without it actually being there. So you create that weight by visualizing the weight in your hand, and then you do slow, controlled tension-type movements as you bring that imaginary weight up, as you're actually physically doing a bicep curl, but you're very slow and controlled on the positive, meaning the upward, and then the negative, the downward movement of, mm-hmm. of every move that I teach. And it has major healing benefits. It's got muscle-building benefits, fat-reducing benefits. I've worked with clients for many, many years and worked with thousands of people, and, you know, gosh, a client off the top of my head, you know, she's on my website, but she released, 100 pounds in less than 10 months. So it's very doable to use your body as your gym. So it's a different concept for a lot of people, but we were born with everything that we need to be healthy, whole, and complete. We just need to know how to use it. And as you know, there's a lot of fitness apparatuses out there, and a lot of people feel like they have to go to the gym. And if you're a gym rat and you love it, I mean, hey, that's great. More power to you. If you like doing a certain class or weights, you know, that's great. But this, what I offer, is an alternative, and this alternative does not put wear and tear on your joints, tendons, or ligaments. And that's really the key of this program.
Yeah, and it's taken off. And I'd love to mention TV first because, you know, people love to see you on TV. It's pretty neat. I'm pretty proud of that. So,
thank you. I am too.
Can you just talk just a little bit about where people can see you other than the internet and ordering your DVDs? Tell us about just a little bit about the TV. I know it's new, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and the show actually started last September, and it's called mm-hmm. Visibly Fit: Mind, Body, and Spirit. And if you have DirecTV, you can check it out. It's DirecTV channel 378 every Thursday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central. So you can see it there, or you can go to, see it on the website. And I'm actually going to have it posted on my site eventually, so you can just go right there and link to it. It's awesome because it's really, you know, about being, we talk about wellness and being healthy and whole and complete, but a lot of people think of healthy as just being the physical health, the body, but it's really mind and spirit, too, attached to that, to be that healthy, whole, and complete person. So I'll have guests on that are talking about mental well-being or spiritual health, and then we talk about physical well-being as well and do a little segment of exercise. I've had the National Memory Champion on before, which was tons of fun. His name's Ron White. Check him out. He's awesome. But just how to memorize. Have you ever been in a group of people, you know, I'm sure you have, like at a conference or whatever, and you think, oh, my gosh, what is that person's name? Well, he teaches you how to memorize people's names, and he has a great technique in how to do that, or scripture or whatever you're trying to memorize. So there's a lot of interesting guests on, and it's really about offering value to those that are watching so they can apply it to their life.
How did you get started in all of this? I know were you ever, and I don't know this about you, so I'll ask because, you know, you and I are pretty good friends, and I don't think I've ever asked you, were you ever heavy at one point or anything like that? What got you started in all of this?
You know, I've always been involved in physical culture and well-being, and I've taught aerobics over the years, and I've been in dance all my life since I was age 3, and that's probably why I'm love Dancing with the Stars. I'm addicted. I admit it. But I've always been involved with physical culture. But as far as teaching what I teach now, what led me to that is an accident. It was a snowmobile accident. And I believe that there really are no quote-unquote accidents that happen. So something wonderful and rewarding came out of this snowmobile accident. And like I said, it was 10 years ago. It was almost, well, going on 11 years ago. And I was going 55 miles an hour here in Minnesota. And, you know, I'm from Texas, so I probably shouldn't have been on a snowmobile in the first place. But I was going 55 miles an hour and following some friends and hit a big chunk of ice on the road that I was on the trail, on the path, and got off the path. And I thought I could regain composure and get back on. But as I was trying to take the sled back on the path, I hit a culvert, which was covered by snow that I didn't see. So I hit it going head on, 55 miles an hour, and I was thrown through the sled, through the windshield, and I hit a tree. So I really feel blessed and honored to still be alive. And yeah, you know, I feel like I have such a message to share. And I remember laying there unconscious and, you know, 20 below weather and just, you know, I couldn't move my arm, and it was very, very devastating. They called an ambulance, and, you know, I come to find out I broke my clavicle and tore a bunch of shoulder muscles. And at that point, I wanted to heal my shoulder, and I was frustrated because I'm very active and always have been. So, no, I have not been overweight, to go back to your question, but except when I was pregnant. but actually, whenever I had this injury, I was at a point where I needed to find something to heal my body because I did not believe in surgery, and that's what the orthopedic surgeon wanted to do is treat my shoulder by going through surgical procedures. And I thought, no way, there's got to be a better way. And so through the exercises that I teach today, they healed my body in record time. So it's just been a real blessing, and I want to share these type of healing exercises with others.
Yeah. Now, you are seeking some advanced degrees in medicine. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I actually have my degree in natural medicine right now.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I need to change my website. I'm a little behind in my site.
No,
but yes,
okay.
I'm getting a new site in the next 3 weeks. So,
very exciting. When did you do that? You know, talk a little bit about that. When did you follow up with that?
You know, it was one of those things that I've been, quote unquote, working on for a while, but life kept getting in the way, and I kept putting it off. And finally, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just have to do this. And I completed it, just 6 months ago, not very long ago. But I've had it in my lap, so to speak, for the last 3.5-4 years, and just, you know, life got in the way, and was writing books or doing videos and DVDs, and, you know, I just kept putting it off. It was school, and I thought, oh, I don't have time for this. But you know what? I thought, I don't have time not to do it. This is so important, and I really wanted to have that degree to empower others with the knowledge of just natural healing and remedies.
Now, you're a mom. And a lot of us moms love to use the excuse of, you know, I don't have time to exercise because I'm a mom. What do you think about that one?
Well, I think with all the clients that I work with, that is one of the number one excuses is they're too busy, and usually it's the moms that I'm talking to. And it's because women are programmed in a way that they want to take care of everybody else but themselves. And it's really changing the thought process there. And when I'm coaching with my clients, that's part of my goal is to get that individual to think about how important it is to take care of themselves, because when they are healthy and when they're strong and they have that vitality and that energy that they deserve to have, then they can really take care of those around them even better. So it's getting rid of that notion that it's a selfish thing to take care of yourself, because it's really actually selfless. And but yeah, moms are always telling me how busy they are, and they are busy. But you know what? There's ways of working around the quote unquote busyness that we create ourselves. But there's ways of fitting in exercise, you know, sporadically throughout the day. It doesn't have to be a big, you know, chunk of time. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes to an hour at a time. It can be, you know, 3 to 5 to 10 minute increments throughout your day sporadically, which is actually great to do, because it's going to increase your metabolism. Yeah. So it's really changing the mindset around the word exercise and the activity.
While we're on the whole mommy thing, it seems like a lot of the exercise routines for pregnant women have changed since I had children 16, 14, 12, and 10 years ago. It seemed like when I was pregnant, even, you know, just 10 years ago, there wasn't this, oh, come on, do yoga. Oh, come on, exercise, run a marathon, you know, all this stuff. It was like, you know, be careful with your body. You're pregnant, you know, and, you know, eat kind of thing. And, oh, by the way, we have some really cruddy clothes for you to wear for these 9 months.
That's a long way in the clothes, haven't they?
Isn't it wild? Yeah. And so what do you think, what's happened? And for those people who listen, because we have a lot of female listeners and a lot of grandmas, moms, pregnant people, you know, lots of different, you know, it's all over the spectrum. What do you think about exercising while you're pregnant, and what do you do?
Well, I did it, and I'm so grateful that I did, and I believe in it 100%. And the reason being is that when you are healthy and when you're exercising, you're going to have a quicker, better delivery, and you're feeding the baby with more, you know, you're getting the blood pumping more, you're getting oxygen. A lot of people are concerned that they're taking the oxygen away from the baby when they're exercising, but really that's not what's going on. Your body is actually, I mean, it's working harder, but you're getting more blood pumping throughout your body, you're getting more activity, you're keeping your body in shape so that it's able to give the proper nutrients and minerals to the baby when it's in the womb. And I just think it's a great thing, and everyone should exercise while they're pregnant. It's not a green light to just go to McDonald's, you know, every other day just because you're pregnant. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to feed that baby.
Though.
Oh, isn't it though? But then
my
you
first
have to,
baby is
a
McDonald's baby.
Off.
Oh,
you
have my
to work
Lord,
that
yeah.
McDonald's stuff off after the baby's born.
I remember leaving the hospital. I think with that very first pregnancy, you know, you're kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. And I really was a McDonald's girl. And I remember when I left the hospital, the baby weighed, you know, 7 pounds. I think he weighed 7 pounds, 9 ounces or something. And I had gained like 80. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, awful.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's amazing. You know, really, all that a woman, you know, really needs to gain is, I mean, they say a safe amount of weight is anywhere between 20 and 30 pounds. That's all you really need to gain when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And actually, I've known women that have only gained 18 pounds, and they had a very good delivery, a healthy baby, you know, a 7-pound baby, but all that was the amniotic fluids and that kind of thing. But you don't need to gain a lot of weight, and that's a misconception that's what happens when you get pregnant.
And when you are pregnant, let's say you're a runner, and before you're pregnant, when you get pregnant, can you still run? I mean, to me, I know I'm not a runner, but we get lots of questions like this sometimes on Best Ever You. Can you run while you're pregnant? And, you know, I defer them out. Is that a good exercise while you're pregnant? Or people say, okay, do the more,
Absolutely.
You know, less impact things.
No, if you were already running before you were pregnant, then definitely, yes, keep it up. But okay. Listen to your body, and that's in all areas of fitness. But listen to your body. I mean, I ran with my son, and I danced. I danced competitively, and I was 8 months pregnant. I mean, I looked ridiculous, mm-hmm. but, you know, when you're doing that, you know, your body's already used to that. And, yes, it's a little different feeling because of the proportion of the weight is a little different. But as far as being harmful to the baby, not at all. I mean, not at all. But you just got to listen to your body and you know, pay attention to your heart rate. Wear a heart rate monitor. I think that's very mm-hmm. important. And but, yeah, if you were already doing it before, go for it. If it's something that you weren't doing and then all of a sudden you're pregnant, you think, oh, I think I'll take up jogging, that's not a good idea. Do something yeah. a little more low-key and, you know, go for brisk walks and that kind of thing.
I think I'll take up jogging. I think I'll take
yeah,
up
really.
McDonald's.
Not a good time.
Yeah. Okay. So while we're on body, and I really wanted to talk to you because I know you're just an expert in this about body image. This was the thing I really wanted to spend some time with you on. I don't know of a woman, and if you know of one or if it's you, teach us, because I do not know of a woman out there who does not look in the mirror at some point during her lifetime and go, oh, I hate my body. I hate my thighs. I hate my upper arms. I hate my hair. I hate my teeth. I hate my nose. I hate my eyes. Blah, 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 blah. There's this nagging negative thing. And how do you shut that off, or what do you do?
Well, it really, you know, yes, I think all women are that way at some stage in their life or another. They go through different phases, and there's certain things one day they may like more than the others. But what I really encourage my clients to do is focus on what they do like. When we focus on what we don't like, then those things tend to stick out more, and that's all we focus on. You know, what you think about, you bring about. So if you're always focusing on having thunder thighs, then those thunder thighs aren't going to go away because that's all you're thinking about. Oh, I hate these thunder thighs. Oh, how terrible. Oh, how ugly. And it's just that negative energy that is not going to do you or anyone around you any good, and you're not going to be able to bust through that barrier of releasing those thunder thighs, because that's all you're focusing on is how much you hate them. But if you start going, you know what? I love who I am. I love how God created me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am beautiful. I mean, I think of that little YouTube thing that everyone's seen, that little Jessica girl that, I don't know if you've mm-hmm. seen her or not, but
yeah,
like you haven't seen it, but she's up in front of the mirror and she's like, I love my hair and I love my house and I love my mom and I love my, you know, I don't know what else she says. My
everything,
eyes, you know, all these things. It's all the positive. And that's what I want people to focus on, is focus on the positive. Focus on what you do love. Quit focusing on what you don't like.
What if you don't know what you love about yourself? What if you're so far past that stage? How do you start small and start to shut off the negative and turn it into the positive? Let's say I look in the mirror and I go, oh, my God, I hate everything about me. I don't normally do that. But I've had moments where I just go, oh. You know, I think everybody does. How do you?
Yeah, well, that really starts from within, and that's going to start with forgiveness. Because mm-hmm. when someone is looking at themselves and hating everything about them, there's a deeper rooted reason why. So mm-hmm. it's about discovering what that is, acknowledging it, and being okay with it. You know, it may be something in your past that was not your fault, but it's really programmed you in a negative way, but it's about releasing those emotions and really starting to practice, because practice makes permanent. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. So when you start practicing positive affirmations, the more permanent those positive thought patterns will stick into your mind and into your spirit, and it'll change the way you look at yourself.
Yeah, because don't you think, and I see this a lot with Best Ever You and with our fitness challenges. Sometimes we'll run across somebody who might be well over 100 pounds overweight, and they just don't. It could be 40 pounds even or 30 pounds, but sometimes it's people who really have a lot of weight to lose, and they just don't even know where to start. It's like so far out of control for them, and they're so far down a negative path. What do you recommend for somebody when you feel that way, when you just feel like you're so far gone down a path with just take weight, nothing else? You look in the mirror and you're like, okay, I don't even know where to start. I'm 60 pounds overweight. What do? I know I want to change this, and I know I feel like crud, and I know I'm negative. Where do you go?
Well, again, the first thing is to start by changing the thought process by practicing positive affirmation. So write down 10 or 15 positive things, even if you don't believe it at that moment in time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you want to say, I am beautiful, I have a healthy body, whatever it is, even though it may not be true at that moment. Start,
mm-hmm.
start visualizing and start writing it out and then start speaking it out loud. And then those will come to pass and you will start believing it, you'll start owning it, and you'll start becoming that, okay?
Yeah.
So it really, even if you're in a place of such negativity that, you know, you're writing this down, you're like, yeah, whatever, I don't want to do this, that's okay. You just do one thing today, 1% of a positive change today, and then the next day, do another 1% of something that's positive. And maybe that 1% of something positive is smiling at someone or smiling at yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Something so simple, but yet it can make a big difference. And if you think of doing something 1% positive every day, in 100 days, you're going to be 100% more positive, right?
Oh, I like that. Good one.
Keep tacking it on and start doing these feel-good things, even though they seem stupid in the beginning. But all of that is a mindset. So it'll change once you start really believing it, and once you start speaking it, and becomes alive, and it'll change your attitude. It will.
Yeah.
And start hanging out with people that are positive. Have you ever noticed how there's a lot of Debbie Downers? I mean, and Debbie Downers hang out with Debbie Downers. It's
yeah.
like misery loves company. It's like, get away from it. You know, get rid of the energy vampires, and go where you feel good. Maybe it's with no one. Maybe it's out in God's country, and you're just out there hiking or sitting and reading a nice book, whatever it is, that where you feel good, go and be in that place.
Yeah.
And remember what that feels like and journal that and reflect on it.
Yeah, good information. Yeah, the sidestepping naysayers is a very big deal. I think, I really do think negative energy is, avoid it like the plague because it's negative. And,
right, and you know, and that could even be within your family sometimes.
It's anywhere. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is I call them dead bodies. Dead bodies along the road. But it's a path I'm choosing and a journey I'm choosing, and some people just aren't in it. And it's nothing personal, really. Sometimes it is a little personal, but it's just the energy flow isn't quite right. I don't know how to explain it other than just, you know, I don't like it when people say, for example, you know, get a real job. Best of you will never be a success. It's like, I'm not hanging around you.
<That's>
you know what
right.
I mean? That's a perfect example of it. And so, you know, people, there's all sorts of different critters. But anyway, I wanted to see if we could talk a little bit more about decisions to lose weight. I know for some people it feels like there's maybe like an on-off switch. But I've noticed in a lot of instances, sometimes it takes a major trauma, like a heart attack or an illness or not an accident. I have a very specific accident that I'm talking about, and it's not yours, where a 400-pound man was in a car accident, trapped in his car, and that was his trigger to lose the weight. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed? Do you see a pattern with that?
All the time, Elizabeth. I mean, it's... The people that I have coached have typically had that trigger, that aha moment kind of a thing. And that may be, for instance, the gal that released the 100 pounds. She saw her mom in the hospital, and her mom is very obese. Saw her mom in the hospital and what she was having to go through and how she was having to take care of her and the stress it was putting on her. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm looking at myself in the mirror, you know, 30 years from now, and this is how my kids are going to have to deal with me. I don't want that. No way, no how. So it's going to be that what a lot of people say, you know, what's your why? Why are you doing this? It's going to be different for everybody. So
mm-hmm.
it's really discovering that, finding out what that is, and letting that come alive in you and reflecting on that so that you don't waffle, so that you don't go up and down with your program. You've got to stay zoned in on why you're doing it, and because you can lose sight of that when it's not around you for a while. You know, mm-hmm. say this guy that was in the accident, you know, he's healed, he's better, and he's doing his whole life thing, and then, you know, he forgets.
Yeah.
But he's got to go back to that memory. He's got to go back to that reason of, oh my gosh, I almost died, or whatever the case may have been, and I'm 400 pounds, and I have got to release this weight, or I'm going to die intentionally, not by an accident. Yeah. And I've got too much to offer this world. So it's really just discovering that, and in doing that, that takes journaling. And mm-hmm. Journaling is important. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to write down my thoughts, it's just a pain. But you know what? You discover so much about yourself, and you're able to release. And I keep using that word release because it's about letting go of emotions. And so many people hang on to excess fat because it's emotional fat. It's yeah. security. So when they can let go of those emotions that are attached to why they're overweight in the first place, then that weight will start to shed. And when you're writing all that out, it's very healing. And
yeah,
you can find out
journaling.
And discover a lot about yourself.
I'm with you on the journal. I keep a daily journal. And
good.
I've kept a daily journal since, you know, forever. I'm
uh-huh.
10, probably 10 years old, because I'm a writer. You know, it's my nature. So
that's right. That's your gift.
It's the exercise
awesome.
Part, so it's not my gift. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of people probably, I'm sure there's a lot of people like me who go from being, you know, a gymnast in their, you know, I was a gymnast for 30 years. You go from a gymnast to 30 years, and then you have some children, and you're not a gymnast mm-hmm. anymore. And you sit and go, well, how do I get that back? And you never can. Or
no, you can.
You never. I personally don't ever feel like at almost 42, like I'm ever going to be that same gymnast. How do you mm-hmm. Deal with that?
Well, again, it goes. And I'm not picking on you, but it goes back to mindset.
Pick on
like,
me.
We use words.
I'm an example. I threw myself out there.
When we use words like "I'm never going to be like that again," well, then you're
yeah.
not. You're never going to. But
yeah.
when you start changing your words, words have such power. You know, as man thinketh, you know, so he becomes.
Yeah.
And so you've got to really think about the words you're choosing to use, because when you use, you know. I have a lot of clients that will say, oh, you know what, I'm just big boned. That's just how I was born.
Excuse, Wendy.
Well, no, you're not big boned.
you've
got a lot
write
of excess weight attached to your bones. That's the deal.
We need a list from you of like the top 100 exercise excuses. That would be hilarious.
Oh, you know what?
Oh,
that
you
would
need to
be
do that
fun.
For me.
Oh, I could
do
write that.
That
in a heartbeat. Sure.
I'm big boned. I love that one. That's my favorite one. No, and you know it's
that's
funny.
I say it's my clients, but that's one that my mom uses. My mom is overweight.
Yeah.
So it's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about what I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have a very diabetic family, and so I'm pretty passionate about fitness and stuff, and I throw myself out there a little bit as an example, and I use negative words intentionally to hope it resonates with somebody who's using those words, because in reality, I really don't use them. In fact, I flip around in the outfield when my kids are playing baseball, and they make fun of me. It's very funny. I do backflips and cartwheels and roundoffs, and my
That's
kids are
awesome.
Like, oh, Mom. But it, you know, it's hilarious.
Yeah, you are still the gymnast.
Yeah,
you
can be. But I hear a lot of people say, I'll never do that again. I'm not, you know, I'm old now. I'm this, I'm that. And I always want to say, you know, it's all your mind. It's a head game.
Okay. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars? Have you seen Kirstie Alley?
Oh, yeah. I've been watching.
I mean, come on. I am so proud of her. She's 60
yeah.
years old. She's overweight. But yet she's getting out there and she's doing it. And
yeah.
I mean, Heinz was amazing and they did an awesome job and it was a toss up for me. But man, she deserved to win in the sense that she stuck it out. And you know what kind of energy that takes practicing like that every day and having
oh, yeah.
that self esteem to get out there and do that. I think that's
yeah.
cool. And that's part of the hurdle for anyone is just to get out there and do it. Doesn't matter
yeah.
what you look like, doesn't matter what shape you're in at that moment in time, just just move. Just take that first step forward, and the rest will follow.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of women, too, who are like, you know, like for me right now, I'm sitting here doing this interview. I'm going to be honest. I have shorts on and a tank top, tennis shoes, and, you know, like little tube sock things, and my hair is on top of my head because I'm going for a run after this. But
awesome.
I have to tell you, in my head, I'm like, I don't want anybody to see me in this outfit. If anybody sees me in this outfit, they're going to see the back of my thighs or cellulite. My arms are flailing around. You know, that thinking goes on. And for some people, it'll stop them right at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
They won't go walk through it, even into a gym or out into the neighborhood or whatever, because they're so afraid of their body. And I love what you just said. Do it anyway, because in reality, if there's a lot of people on your block spending that much energy thinking about
focusing
how big
on your
rear end
or,
is
yeah,
walking
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know,
we this is a world of we're always self-conscious,
yeah.
I think,
oh,
is the deal. You know,
yeah.
We're always wondering what that person's thinking about me, and who cares? Who really cares? Because at the end of the day, it's what
yeah.
you think about yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
that's really
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, and, you know, I was just thinking as I go out for the run, I hope they're not all their coffee isn't rattling like a dinosaur. So I'm going down the street in my shorts and, no, because I do have thunder thighs and
so
I'm proud
funny.
Of them. No, but you know what I mean. Nobody's thinking like that. My husband always
no,
says that
not.
Too. He's like, if you think people are spending their energy on how big your rear end is, they're not, you know.
No, they're really not. And that's just one of those lies that we tend to tell ourselves, and that will sabotage our
everything.
Efforts.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, don't listen to the lies, get rid of the fears, and just have full out faith that this is where I am now, and this is where I desire to be 6 months now, a year from now, and just go for it and just keep moving. And
yep.
You know what? If someone is that, you know, hard up that they don't have anything else to do than to judge you, let them judge. Who cares?
Yeah, or bring them along
really
for a walk.
You loving yourself.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a break for 1 second and just let everybody know
okay.
we're visiting with Wendy Pett of WendyPett.com and Visibly Fit. And I hope that you leave this call today with, you know, we're goofing around a little bit and we're having some fun. And she's just a great, tremendous resource on fitness and not just fitness, though. Wendy's got a component of her that's mind, body, spirit, fitness, all of it together to make a person sort of whole and feel good about themselves. It's you're just a unique individual, and I always love our conversations. And I want to direct people and spend some time, if we could, talking specifically about your DVDs. And
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are very nervous to order, you know, any kind of fitness products because we're bombarded with them, you know,
sure.
daily, minute by minute, you know, we're bombarded. And you're not a bombarder. I've noticed
mm-hmm.
that about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a bombarder. You're more of a, if I fit for you and work for you, great, here's the DVD kind of girl. What's different about you than everybody else?
I feel that, you know, there's a lot of fitness people out there. And I believe you made a point just a minute ago. I feel that I'm different because it is mind, body, and spirit. And there's a lot of people who say mind, body, and spirit, but I truly practice all three, and I encourage my clients to practice all three and to get that balance. And that's really what it is. It's about a lifestyle. It's not about being, you know, hardcore in one area or the other. It's about having that simple lifestyle balance that anyone can manage, but you can also be transformed dramatically by learning the balance of all three. And so I think that's what makes me different. I'm very compassionate. I love people, and I really want them to succeed. That's my goal. I want my desire is to see people transform and be in a new place so that they really love themselves and they can propel to fulfill their purpose, their calling here while on earth, and that's my goal, so that they can be fully equipped, mind, body, spirit, to do that.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you. You are not a, look at me, I'm Wendy Pett, and buy my DVD, and, look, you know, I'm going to make money from you, you know, kind
of
girl.
No,
that
speaking
is so
of,
not,
of not making money, I just saw this right now, but you know what, there are people probably listening right now that don't know where to start, and maybe not interested in getting DVDs, I have some free videos that would help them get started. Do you mind if I share that with them?
Oh, please. Anything like
okay.
that. Yeah.
If you guys will go to Wake Up with Wendy Pett, so it's, you know, Wake Up with WendiePett.com, put in your information, and I'll send you 7 free videos. And along with those videos, I'm going to send you a meal plan configurator, which is awesome because it really kind of plans out your meals for the week, and then mm-hmm. it makes it easier when you go to the grocery store. So this is just some added value. I want to make people's lives easier and give them some value. So, yeah, feel free to go there okay. and take
and
that first
step forward.
So you
don't get bombarded. Do you want to set a cap on how many of those you're going to give out? Do you want to give out, like, 10 of them to people or
nope.
15 of them, something
anyone,
like that?
Okay. Anyone that does it, you go for it. I want to bless them with these videos. So,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And for people that want to actually move forward and buy your DVDs, could you explain what's on those?
Sure. The Visibly Fit 7x11 is the first DVD that I did, and it's kind of the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of the entire program. It's 7 core exercises that I encourage people to do twice a day. It only takes 10 to 12 minutes to do it, and these 7 alone will just transform your body. They're miracle exercises. They're just amazing. But it's called 7x11, and it's called 7x11 because I encourage you to do the 7 before 11 a.m. and before 11 p.m. It's your schedule throughout the day. You figure it out. Just get it in between or before those 2 11 times. And so that's kind of the premise behind that. They're very mm-hmm. simple. And then you've got the Visibly Fit from the Fabulous series, which offers the upper body, the lower body, and then the abs. And you'll rotate whenever I have my clients, when I'm working with them, I have the 7x11 today, and then they rotate in the From the Fabulous every other day. And then
okay.
I also have a Baby Boomer DVD, which is awesome because it's a full-fledged workout. It's about 35 minutes long, so it's an entire body workout.
Mm-hmm.
And a kids DVD, which is a lot of fun. So if you have kids that are 8 years or younger, it really is a lasting imprint about wellness. It's
yeah.
really.
And how much do each of those run about, or is it one set? Can you hear me okay? I think are you on a cell phone? It might be fading a little bit.
I am.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that naughty?
No, it's okay. Do you how much are the DVDs to buy? Are they each separate or is it all one collection?
Yeah, the 7x11 is just $19.99, so that kind of gives you the core fundamental exercises, the foundational moves. And then the Firm and Fabulous, which you're getting 3 DVDs, is $59.99. So it's really a good buy. You're getting great workouts.
Yeah.
Again, you don't have to go to a gym. You just use your body. That's your gym. So it's a lot of fun, and it's something different. It's unique. And even if you do go to a gym, this is something that you can do on days that you can't make it to the gym or maybe on vacation. You can take these DVDs with you and pop them in your computer. So just think of the functionality there, too. So it's fun.
Yeah. And now you're also an author. And
I am.
Your book is, I don't know if you have 2 books. I know this one for sure. It's Every Woman's Guide to Personal Power. Is there one book or are there 2 now?
I've written a couple of books. I'm actually working on a new one.
3rd one, yeah.
And I'll have to keep you posted on when that comes out, but hopefully within the next 6 months here. And I've written that, and actually one of the books was co-written with someone else, and it was republished in Estonian.
Mm-hmm.
So the people in Estonia really liked it and republished it. So that was quite an honor.
Yeah,
it's fun.
And then for people who like CDs, you also have an audio CD, The Vital Discovery Process. What's that one?
Yeah, that is really just a lot of what we're talking about here today, but it gets into a little bit more detail as far as the journaling and how to take care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. And I break it down into the 3 categories. And I have one of my clients on there that I actually interview, and she tells her story and how she's now she's changed because of Visibly Fit. And yeah, it's just it's a good audio thing to pop in while you're driving down the road and in traffic. Did you know you can do exercises while you're in the car, while you're in traffic?
You can?
Yes, you can. See, this is called creative exercising.
Oh,
you can actually do isometrics, which I'm not sure if you know what that is, but basically an isometric. Good. Okay, so those of you that are listening that don't know what one is, it's basically when you're pushing against an immovable object. It can be against another body part. It can be against a wall, something like that, when you're pushing against it. But if you take both hands on the side of the steering wheel, mm-hmm. like at not 10 and 2, but more 9 and 6, no, 3 and 3
whatever,
and 9.
Yeah. 3 and 9.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah.
3
and 9.
Yeah.
And you press with all your might into the steering wheel, and you'll hold that for you know, 10 to 20 seconds. You're going to feel that as you're squeezing. You're going to feel all the way up your arms, your shoulders, into your chest, and even your upper back. So things that you can do, and I've got a little YouTube video on that. I'll probably send that to Best Ever You. Maybe you guys can post it up.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be great. Yeah, we're going to follow up. Let me see how much time we have left here. We're going to follow up in our community at beynetwork.com, and we'll follow up with links to your videos and a link to the show and a link to your website and, you know, a little profile and bio on you. Now, can we talk a little bit about, people are local. People feel like, well, you know, she's in Minnesota. I'm in, you know, California. What am I going to do with her in Minnesota? Can you talk a little bit about how successful you are with people over the phone and things? Because I know you are quite successful with that.
Yeah, you know, I work with people all over the world, and I feel like it's just an honor and it's a privilege, from clients all the way in India to Australia to different areas here in the U.S. And it's really a lot of phone coaching, but mm-hmm. it's also, thank goodness, we have such great technology such as Skype or Uvu, and I use either one, and we'll train actually through that technology, which is wonderful. But I take them step by step and have them do different, quote-unquote, homework assignments that will get them into a different place mentally, spiritually, and physically. So when we're coaching, it's not just, you know, getting them in shape, because typically you have to bust through the barriers of the negativity and the messages that people have received, because we're products of our environment. So it's busting through all of that past lies and beliefs and getting them into
yep.
a new way of thinking. So that mm-hmm. takes some lessons and some homework, and we work through that, and then we get you on a specific exercise program just for you. So I'll give you, you know, specific visibly fit moves, and then cardio to go along with that, as well as a meal plan.
Okay. Now, for people who, there are a lot of people, this is sort of a new concept for people in the last several years, and
mm-hmm.
prior, I think people thought, well, that's for rich people, that's for stars, that's for actors, actresses, you know, movie star type thing. Do
right.
I have to be, you know, an Academy Award winner to work with you?
Absolutely not. No way. You can be a stay-at-home mom, you can be a corporate executive, you can be celebrity, whatever the case may be. No, you can work with me on any level. It doesn't matter, because the fact is that you can't put a price on your health. And so many
yeah.
people diminish their health because they do put a price on their health, which is unfortunate. And then when they get to a certain point, they are in a disease state or whatever the case may be, and they're having to pay that money at the doctor's office, we could
mm-hmm.
have prevented all of that in the first place and never
yeah.
had you go through the pain, the suffering, and the dollar amount that you would have to go through if you weren't in great health. So you
yeah.
got to look at the investment in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you I want to go back to something specific again. There are a lot of women running around. I'm going to go back to women. I know we'll talk about men too here, but women
mm-hmm.
seem to have this thing when we hit about 40, and it could be a little younger, it could be a little bit older, but I'm going to take 40 and just use it. It seems like our estrogen drops and
mm-hmm.
our adrenals fatigue because we're doing a million different things. Our thyroid may go kaput. You know, things that I've talked to you about in the past that happens with
mm-hmm.
me. I just tend to be especially with my allergies, it works a number on my thyroid and adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm.
But not from me specifically, just from a broader sense. When women get into that cycle of I call it hormonal imbalance, not in a negative mm-hmm. way, but our estrogen drops as we get older. Can you still exercise safely? And what about that makes you so sluggish that you don't feel like exercising at all? What do you do when you get into that rut? There's a lot of questions there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, this is inevitable. You know, our hormones do change. Our body is shifting. Unfortunately, you know, the older we get, the closer we're getting to dying. I mean, that's just reality.
It's a process.
So
yeah.
Our body is not working as if it was a young active child. So it's going through a process. So what do we do so that we can still have that young look and reverse the signs of aging, so to speak? You can still exercise, and it's important to exercise, especially at this time, because you're going to regenerate more cell growth. You're going to be able to have, you know, you're going to have heart healthy, you know, cardiovascular moves if you incorporate that in. That's so important. You've got to build up your bone density because you don't want to have osteoporosis. There's all these things that go along with it, but you've got to be balanced inside. You've got to take care of your body inside to over-reflect outside. And how do you do that? You've got to detox, and you have mm-hmm. to get, you have to know where your body is biochemically. So I actually work with someone very closely, and he does a study of one's biochemical makeup and puts them on the perfect supplements, and they're all natural, perfect supplements mm-hmm. that will get the body back in balance. And that is what is needed, because when your adrenal glands are shot, you know, that's a problem. I mean, and mm-hmm. stress can cause that. I mean, a lot of things cause that. But when your adrenals are shot, that is going to start aging you quicker than anything. So you've got to get that balance. You've got to get that check-in. So it really is supplementation and finding out exactly where you are on that level.
And
if anyone has questions with that, they can email me directly, and I can send them to the right person.
Okay. And then let's talk about guys for a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked as I own Best Ever You and work with you over the years now, we're in almost year four now, of how many guys are really paying attention, but they're afraid to step up and step forward because everything is just so overwhelmingly women-focused. But there are guys in there, too, and they're just as self-conscious. They're just as aware that, you know, guys tend to get heavier through the middle part, and, you know, the tummies get bigger. But do you have something for guys? Is this for guys?
Absolutely, it's for guys. I know it says the title of my book is Every Woman's Guide to Personal mm-hmm. Power, but just drop the WO because it's every man's guide, too. Because these exercises, I mean, I've worked with professional athletes, professional football players. I've mm-hmm. worked with Olympians. So it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a gal, you're going to receive the same benefits in the sense that you're going to build muscle mass and you're going to shed fat. And that's the key. And as far as men having a bigger, you know, midsection, there's a lot of women that have large midsections too. And a lot of that is due to, of course, what we're eating. And it's there's 78% of Americans who don't even realize that have candida yeast issues. And that's from eating, you know, the flour, the white flour, the sugar, all that kind of thing that is in our foods or people are consuming on a daily basis that is it's overloading and it's toxic. So that's why it's so important to detox, is to get rid of that excess middle that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and this program is definitely for men, too.
Definitely for guys, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw the guys in there for a minute, too. Do they have as many emotional issues as we do? Do you notice?
You know what?
The whole...
You'd be surprised. Yes, they do. I always thought that women were more emotional. But, you know, men, when you really break it down and break down their you know, their Hulk-ism, I don't know what you want to call it, but they're rough and tough, whatever.
Aren't they cute?
Macho-ism.
Guys are so cute.
Oh,
they're like
adorable.
Programmed to be all macho. Oh, but they have to give the flowers and give the kisses. The guys are adorable. Anyway, yeah.
They are, and you know what? They have just the same type of feelings that women do. And do they last as long? Do they recover quicker? Most of them tend to, yes. But they still have those same emotions. We kind of hang on to them a little bit longer. You know, we women tend to hang on to those hurt feelings and grudges. Yeah. And guys are, they can let that go a little quicker, but it still affects them. And so, you know, they do emotional eating just like women do.
Yeah.
And so we have to bust through those barriers with them as well.
All right. Okay, now we're going to talk about food. And I'm going to just give you a time because I know you can't see the time. We only have 9 minutes left. This hour has flown by.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have,
why is
yeah,
it going by
have,
so fast? It's
isn't
so
it wild?
Fun.
Yeah, we're going to have to do more calls. But I really want to talk about food with you for a minute, for maybe like, you know, the next 7 minutes or so, and then we'll wind up. Food is just everything. I don't even know where to go with this. We're programmed to, like, be instantly gratified with frozen food and packaged food and canned food and all of this stuff to the point, Wendy, where I can't even really go into the grocery store and buy much. I have to go around the outskirts. I call it I shop the perimeter, which I think a lot of people find whole, clean food because I'm so allergic. I can't eat a lot of this stuff anyway.
Are you gluten? Do you gluten-free stuff? Or
I'm pretty gluten-free yet. I'm to the point where I'm very chicken, very vegetable, very salad, not dressings, nothing like that. Lots of lemon. You know, I'm really
good.
Over the past year, I've completely changed my diet.
And don't you feel better? I mean, think about how you feel compared to a year ago when you're eating the box, canned, bagged goods.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that
I feel
day,
completely
right?
different. Yeah, I want to pull my mom into the conversation. She's not with us, but I wanted to get your take on this. My mom said, you know, I take my mom with me on my journey a lot. You know, we talk just a ton about everything that we're doing on Best Ever You. And
That's
I said,
awesome.
What are you eating these days? You know, she's over 65, and I said, what are you doing? You know, what's your routine? Are you drinking a lot of water? What's going on with you? And she fessed up that she was drinking 10 caffeine-free diet sodas a day, and I almost fell out of my chair. I have her permission to discuss this on the radio, too. But she, she's on the road a lot. She works, and she, you know, she does a lot of things, and she is guilty of going in and grabbing the fast food and the diet soda and not reaching for water and things like that. And my mom and I have this thing, and it goes back to when I was a kid. She was a smoker when I was a kid, and I was a nail biter. And we looked at each other, and we said, okay, I'll quit biting my nails if you stop smoking. We just cold turkeyed that day. We just did that the other day. We just did that.
Good.
Yeah. We did that the other day. She cold turkeyed cold soda, and I did red licorice because I'm a red – I substituted my chocolate addiction for a red licorice addiction. And so I've deep sixed the red licorice now. And my mom has lost like 10 pounds in 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Like in a heartbeat, you lose that weight. And she's not putting all that toxicity in her body. I mean, oh, I'm so proud of her.
What's in that? Because there are so many people that drink diet soda and thinking it's
great. The artificial sweeteners are, I mean, it's just bad. I mean, there's been laboratory studies with rats. I mean, where rats have died. I mean, why are we drinking this stuff? And the fact that we're drinking this acidic drink anyway that you can pour on a battery to unclog all the. Have you ever done that before?
It takes
the battery, you pour on a Coke, and then it takes all the erosion off. Why would we want to put that in our body?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. We don't drink a lot of soda here, and if you know, I always say if you're gonna have a soda. As disgusting as it is, if you're going to have one, please make sure it's like I'm a big fan of like Sierra Mist at least, so it's clear and sugary. You know it's real at least. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's still all gross, but I
mean, I think
really
growing up in Texas, I mean, we drank Dr. Pepper. My mom cooked everything out of the Fry Daddy. I mean, I had to learn all this stuff on my own. I was not brought up in a healthy home.
So, it is interesting.
Yeah, how you can choose to be a product of your environment or you can choose to get educated and make right choices for your well-being and for the sake of time. But, yeah, oh, gosh, stay away from those sodas, please, please, please.
Yeah. Anything else like that where you would just point blank say, no matter what, don't put this in your body?
You know, there's
aside
a lot
from
of
the
that
drugs,
out there.
You know, aside from the drugs and smoking and things like that, I mean food-wise.
The obvious, yeah. Well, you know, really, when there's so many people that I see that are eating out of a box, they're eating the Lean Cuisines, they're eating you know, out of the bag, the chips, the this, the that. And, you know, again, I believe in a balanced meal. So it's the 80-20 rule. I mean, as long as you're eating 80% of the time healthy and all clean and raw, then I'm good with that. If 20% of the time, even, you know, I'm probably more
have a brownie 5-10%
or cookie
of the time.
But, you know, just live life. I mean, maybe at a birthday party and, you know, they're having cake and ice cream. Have a little sliver. You don't have to eat a big piece. But, you know, enjoy
yes,
life, but just moderation. You know? But so many people
yeah.
take that as a green light to go, ooh, I can have a big piece of cake and ice cream, and you just don't need that.
Yeah.
And you can decline as well. I typically have my clients eat clean all week long, and then one day they can have a treat day. Not a cheat day, but a treat day. And that's the one day that you can treat yourself, because when people go on diets and take away everything that they ever loved, then that's all they think about. They become obsessed with it. And you've got to treat yourself from time to time. I believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
just don't
it's
overdo
real...
it. Just a small bit.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's realistic to just never eat pizza again or ever have a brownie or a cookie or a soda or anything like that.
Right, but
you
think of the alternative. Think of, like, healthy pizzas you can make on your own, you know, with organic cheese and with, you know, grass-fed or free-range chicken and artichokes and sun-dried tomatoes. And, oh, gosh, I've made the best pizzas on my own.
Yeah.
And spinach and, yeah.
Yeah, we've gotten to the point, and we only have two minutes left here. We grill our pizza out now.
Oh, I've
love
done
it.
That. That's so good.
I love grilling pizza. That is just a blast. And we keep our grill open all winter long, so we like have a tunnel to the grill.
That's awesome. I do that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway.
Well, I know that we don't have much time, but one thing I'll mention quickly is that it's important to alkalize the body. And I do this first thing in the morning. I do a green drink, or you can juice. But it's important to get the body alkalized so you get that acid out of your body
Does that
and
mean
get it
coffee?
More balanced for your day. Sorry?
Does that mean coffee?
No.
Okay.
Does it mean coffee is what?
I just meant, does a drink in your body that way mean coffee? Some people might be like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm drinking coffee.
Oh, no. No, green drink, like, you know, organic
tea.
Greens.
Okay.
Wheatgrass right. shot, something like that.
Something good, okay. All right, well, so thank you, Wendy. I just want to thank you again for being with us for the hour, and I hope you come back again because I know you'll come back again because I know where to find you.
That's right. I had a blast. Thank you.
Love you. Anyway, thank you so much, and I know that, you know, summer's around the corner here, so I'll be back in Minnesota soon, and this time I'll have some time to see you. So
oh,
I want to thank
so.
You. That's just my little personal thing. But thank you again. And for everybody visiting Wendy's website, just go to wendypet.com, or you can always find her on Best Ever You or BEY Network. And if you want to talk to her in person, you can just – you're accessible, so people can email you with ease. So I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day, Wendy, and thank you.
Thank
everyone
you. Bless you.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.